Can artificial intelligence identify guns fast enough to stop active shooters? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. There have been more than 350 mass shootings in the U.S. this year, according to the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive. Some entrepreneurs think technology can help prevent this kind of violence. A handful of companies are creating artificial intelligence that can identify active shooters by tapping into security cameras. But AI requires a lot of data to learn what is a gun and what isn't. One startup is creating its own data by holding film shoots. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes has more.
Chris Jabera is a serial tech entrepreneur, but on this particular day in Austin, Texas, he's taking on the role of film director.
Hey, James, ready? Outside? Everyone else just disperse in groups of three?
Jabera is the chief technology officer and co-founder of a startup called Athena Security.
And as soon as he walks in the room, run in all different directions and get out of the room. Is that clear?
He's talking to a group of actors. One of them, James Dagger, is wearing a face mask and holding a very real-looking fake gun. The goal of today's shoot is to capture images of someone waving a gun around in order to teach an AI to recognize it.
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground!
Cut. Everyone come back. Good.
For the next take, Dagger is supposed to do something a little different.
And when I want you to come this time, I want the gun up to be up when you come in the doors, and then start pointing it. All right? Cool.
Then Dagger does it again without a face mask, then again wearing a hat. The idea is to get as many variations of the scene as possible so that the AI can still pick out the gun no matter what the person holding it looks like. Athena's a startup, so to save money, it hired the actors from Craigslist, and today's shoot is in Chabera's home in Northwest Austin.
It's a mansion, not a home. and it's got, well, it's about 10,000 square feet, a couple acres of land. So there's lots of different shots, lots of different angles. There's six bedrooms, seven baths. So there's all different kinds of scenarios in this particular complex.
The company is shooting its own footage because there just aren't enough images in the public domain of people holding weapons. And almost none of them are from the perspective of security cameras 10 to 12 feet in the air.
We started with all the Hollywood videos, the movies. We found out, guess what? They're shooting always straight on. They're never shooting top down.
Athena doesn't make the cameras itself, but sells software to any place that has cameras. There's an initial fee of $400 per camera, followed by a regular monthly fee of $100 per camera. Their clients include malls, churches, and schools.
I'm not prepared in any way. 762
students attend Archbishop Wood High School in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philadelphia. The school is an Athena client. One of its retired teachers happens to be the mother of Athena's CTO, Chris Jabera. Jabera is also a donor. He gave the school an $85,000 gift for a career counseling center named for his mom. Gary Zamero, Archbishop Wood's president, says the Athena software gives the school a competitive advantage.
Most parents today, when they're looking at schools, are looking for academics in a safe environment.
It costs $9,400 a year to attend Archbishop Wood. The school is competing with good local public schools. And the security software, it's a selling point.
They don't have Athena. We do. So.
The technology, it could help, according to Michael Littman, a professor of computer science at Brown University.
If the system's deployed well, then maybe what it could do is allow the same number of security agents to cover a wider area.
Athena wants to take that a step farther. Chris Jabera says customers are asking for a way to respond if the software spots a person with a weapon.
You know, when people ask me, what can I do now? But you know, fine, you called the police earlier. That's great. It's going to save lives, but I need something quicker, you know? And now I have an answer for that.
His answer is a robot. Clients can deploy it if the AI spots someone with a weapon.
And it's going to have a taser gun on it, and it's going to have gas on it. So it can intercept the person, and it can take the person out.
But Athena's software still makes mistakes. On average, twice a day, each camera identifies an object as a weapon that is actually something else. That's why the company has humans look at every image the software says is a gun. Jabera walked me through a real-life example.
So this is at a mall. It's catching a person's foot because it looks like the shape of a weapon.
Right. Yeah, it's two women sitting next to each other, and it
looks like a gun. So, you know, that's the way it works.
Athena's software has yet to actually catch someone holding a gun who intends to be violent. That's because while these shootings get a lot of attention, they're actually pretty rare. Michael Littman of Brown University says that makes it hard to know if the software is going to perform well in real life.
Training a system to actually recognize these dangerous situations, when you have no training data to show a real dangerous situation, means that when it actually happens, it's kind of a crapshoot as to whether things are going to be handled correctly.
Whether it works or not, there don't seem to be any laws or regulations limiting this use of technology.
That's Marketplace tech producer Stephanie Hughes. Athena and a couple other U.S.-based companies are also trying to use tech to detect concealed weapons using infrared cameras. And now for some related links. I want to actually turn to this idea of the robots with tasers that can, in theory, take down a shooter. Athena is, in fact, working on creating those robots. And this is an area of technology that is already fraught and likely to get even more controversial over time. For some reading on the topic, check out our website, marketplacetech.org. There are already some police and security robots in use around the world. Wired has a piece on 11 of them. They range from surveillance robots to prison guards trained to report unusual behavior by inmates to a lethal remote-controlled rover in use in Israel. And currently, there aren't a lot of laws regulating these types of robots either. There have been some movements to try to institute a global ban on autonomous lethal drones and robots, the kinds that can use AI to make their own decisions about whether to kill. Just last week, actually, the U.S. Defense Secretary told a conference that China was already exporting drones to the Middle East that are capable of what's known as lethal autonomy. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.